Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Maseches Brachos, Daf Chav Ches. So the three topics we're going to focus on from the Daf. Number one, on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azari became the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, the doors of the Beis Hamidrash were open to all the Talmidim from Gamaliel, excluded, who were not Tocha Gebaro, whose insides were not as genuine as they appeared on the outside. Shein Tocha Gebaro. As a result of their participation on that day, there was not an unresolved halacha that wasn't resolved. And Maseches Adios was made up of halachas that were learned on that day, and any place where we use the term bo bayom, that day, it's referring to then, the day that the Beis Hamidrash was opened to all the Talmidim. Number two, the Gemara relates what two Tanaim said to the Talmidim when they were ill. So for example, Rabbi Eliezer said, among other things, Kshatam espalim du lifnimiyatem omdim, when you daven, know before whom you're standing. And secondly, Yochum Zakai's bracha, when he blessed his students upon his deathbed, he says, mor shamayim alechem kemor bas v'dam. May it be Hashem's will that your fear of shamayim, of heaven, should be as great as your fear of man. So once again, the first point is the day that the Beis Hamidrash was opened when Rabbi Elazar ben Azari became the Nasi, it was filled with Talmidim and they resolved many, many halachas that had been unresolved at that point. And secondly, the two different things were said by Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai to the Talmidim when they were ill. And thirdly, the Gemara introduces three different opinions as to what the 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei correspond to. It's either one, the 18 times HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is mentioned in Kapitel Chav Tes in Psalm 29, Hovu Hashem B'nei Elim, or the 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Kriya Shema, or the 18 vertebrae in the spine. And just as a note, the 19th bracha was written by Shmuel Katan against the heretics. It's called Birchas HaTzedukim. So once again, the three topics are, number one, on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azari became the Nasi, the doors of the Beis Hamidrash were open to all the Talmidim. The Megamliel had excluded were not as good on the inside as they appeared on the outside. Shein Tocha Gebaro, and as a result of their participation, there was not an unresolved halacha that wasn't resolved in that day. And that's Maseches Adios, and that's whenever we see Bo Bayom, that's referring to that day. We have what the two Tanaim said to the Talmidim when they're ill. Rabbi Elazar said, when you daven, know before whom you're standing. And Yochum and Zakkai said that it should be Hashem's will that one's fear of Shemayim should be as great as one's fear of man. And point number three, what do the 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei correspond to? The 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Psalm 29, or the 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Kriya Shema, or the 18 vertebrae in the spine. And the 19th bracha was written by Shmuel Katan against the heretic. All right, so now we're going to go to our simon. So the simon for Chav Ches is going to be a strong man, Koach, a very strong man. So here we go. The big strong man led hundreds of Talmidim into the Beis Midrash to visit their sick two Rabbanim, resolve many halachas, and daven the Shemoneh Esrei for their refuah. Once again, in slow motion. The big strong man, that's Koach, so we're on Daf Chav Ches. He led in hundreds of Talmidim into the Beis Midrash. That reminds us, in the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azari became the Nasi, he opened the doors of the Beis Midrash so anybody could come in to visit their two sick Rabbanim. That reminds us of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, what they said to the Talmidim on their sick beds. Resolved many halachas, that's what happened on the day Rabbi Elazar ben Azari let the Talmidim come in, and daven the Shemoneh Esrei for their refuah. And that reminds us, the Shemoneh Esrei, 18 brachas, and we have three different pshatim as to what those 18 brachas correspond to. So one more time, the big strong man led hundreds of Talmidim into the Beis Midrash to visit their two sick Rabbanim, resolve many halachas, and daven the Shemoneh Esrei for their refuah. Great, so now it's time for four blot back chazor, beginning with Daf Chav Dalad. It's a symbol for Chav Dalad is a pitcher, a kad. So you have a married couple lay in bed with an empty pitcher, so that reminds us of Chav Dalad, Daf Chav Dalad, and used as a shetel stand, that's the sugi of erva, what is considered erva of a woman, placed between them, and the husband yawns while the wife says Shema. So we have the husband yawning, reminding us of all the inappropriate things to do during tefillah, like davening out loud, belching, yawning, sneezing, and spitting. While the wife says Shema, that reminds us of the opening sugya of a husband and wife reciting Kriya Shema in bed. They're allowed to as long as they're turned away from each other and face in opposite directions. And then we get to Daf Chaf Hey. The simon for Chaf Hey is a silver anniversary, 25 years of marriage. So here's the simon. The surprise silver anniversary party, reminding us of Daf Chaf Hey. So the surprise silver anniversary party the husband threw for his wife was a disaster. When the party room he entered was less than four amos away from a barn that was full of foul-smelling substances. That reminds us that there's a malchokas regarding how far one must be from a foul odor that emanates from a substance, a reich rashi yeshul ikar, to recite Kriyishma. Rav Huna holds the person must be 4 amos away from the actual substance. Rav Chisda holds the person must be 4 amos away from the spot where the odor stops. So from away from a barn that was full of foul-smelling substances, people sleeping on mats. So we learn that while it's forbidden to say Krishma if there's an odor without a substance, a reich rashi ain lo ikker, Rav Shesh has ruled that it is permitted to learn if the smell is coming from another person, and he learned it from the fact that people learned in a place where people dozed on mats, where typically they might emit a foul odor. And finally, in that barn there was chamber pots, so we learn it's forbidden to recite Kriyashma opposite a clay chamber pot, a grav shalreya, used for excrement or urine, even if there's nothing in it. Why? Since it's especially absorbent and makes the vessel repulsive. So then we get to Dav Chavav. So the Simur Chavav is a coup, a military coup. So soldiers wearing binoculars burst into the shul. That's the military coup right there. Why they're wearing binoculars? That reminds us that according to Rav Huna, when the Mishnah said that one must be 4 amos away from tzoa, from excrement, in order to recite Krishma, it was referring to when it is behind the person. But if it's in front of the person, then it's prohibited to recite Shema as long as it is one's field of vision, and that's binoculars, in one's field of vision. So what happens? Soldiers wearing binoculars burst into the shul, but didn't notice the man in the corner davening his second Mariv. So that reminds us that the Gemara teaches that one may make up for missed tefillahs, that's tashlumim. And why did they notice the man davening Mariv? Because they were transfixed by the sukkah poster on the wall depicting the avos. The Gemara brings them out because whether davening 3 times a day originates from the avos, avos tignum, or was the Anshe Knesset Gedolah, the men of the Great Assembly, instituted the tefillahs to correspond to the daily tamid and the daily tamid offerings. Then we go to Daf Chav Zayin. The siman is a kazoo, it's that toy musical instrument that one blows into to create a buzzing sound. So what do we have? We have a little boy blew his annoying kazoo. That means we're on Daf Chav Zayin. During the Mincha Minyan after plug, that reminds us that since the Gemara doesn't render the halacha regarding the latest permissible time to daven Mincha, one may follow the opinion either of Banan and daven until nightfall, or of Yehuda, and only daven until plug of Mincha, which is 10 3/4 seasonal hours into the day. Rav Yehuda also permits one to daven Mariv right after plug of Mincha, even though it's before nightfall. And then according to many, one may not, however, do a split decision, following the Rabbanan to daven Mincha after plug, and then follow Rav Yehuda to immediately daven Mariv before nightfall. So once again, a little boy blew his annoying kazoo, Kavzayin, during the Mincha Minyan after plug, whenever he saw someone passing in front of someone else who is davening Shmoneh Esrei. And we're taught one may not pass in front of someone davening Shmoneh Esrei. Furthermore, one may not daven either alongside or behind his Rebbe, because doing so would appear arrogant, according to Rashi. And finally, this boy blowing his annoying kazoos was feeling so proud as he stood next to the new Nasi, which is the Gemara that relates that the Malchus between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, where the Mariv is voluntary and obligatory, led to Rabban Gamliel being deposed and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah being appointed the new Nasi in his place. And now it's time for our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, where do we learn the reason why the early generations had miracles? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Where do we learn that one shouldn't walk in front of someone davening Shmoneh Esrei? That's on Daf Chaf Zayin. Number three, where do we learn the incident where the Beis Hamidrash was open to many Talmidim who had previously been left out because of Rabban Gamliel? That's on Daf Chaf Ches. Good. Where do we learn the sources for the two brachas deraisa, birchas hamazon and birchas haTorah? That's on Daf Chaf Aleph. Good. Number five, where do we learn that one must recite Krishma at least 4 amos away from Reich Rashi Yesh Lo Ikar, from a substance that has a foul odor? That's on Daf Chaf Hey. Good. Number six, where do we learn that there are inappropriate behaviors to do during tefillah, like sneezing, belching, yawning? That's on Daf Chaf Dalad. Good. Number seven, where do we have the Gemara where the Talmidim visited their sick rabbis and were given eitzes or brachas? That's on Daf Chaf Ches. Good. Number eight, where do we learn that one should remove their tefillin at least 4 amos away from a bathroom? That's on Daf Chaf Gimel. Good. Number nine, where do we have the question whether Balkir is required to be tovel to immerse in 40 saw or to have 9 kavim poured over him? That's on Daf Chaf Beis. And finally, question number 10, where do we have the Malchokas regarding who established the origins of the 3 tefillahs, the Avos or the Anshe Knesset Gedolah connected to the meeting? That's on Daf Chavav. Great. So that's it for today. Maseches Brachos, Daf Chav Ches. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar wishing you a great day and great learning.